This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, yes! Oh, my God, I'm back. What can I say? Nothing quite like... not breathing for a few days to realize just how important our nostrils are. Welcome to the program. It's Chubby Ray Live. I would be Ray. And I'm not alone. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm joined, as always, by the one and only Gully.
Very good evening.
And the one and only Vanilla Gorilla, a.k.a. Vanilla Gorilla.
I'm doing this show under protest, Ray.
Why are you filing a protest today?
For what reason? I'm protesting because I believe that you should be 100%.
You believe that children are the future?
No. Children are bastards, and you know it.
What do you believe?
I believe you shouldn't risk your health for these people to entertain these people who don't love you, Ray. They don't love me.
I do agree with that. I don't think they do love me.
Your health for them. Remember what happened to Corey Haim?
I know. Look, I had the flu just like Corey Haim.
Starts with a sneeze, right?
Well, of course, I chose to medicate my flu with DayQuil and NyQuil and Sudafed and things like that, where Corey Haim chose, you know, meth, oxycodone.
Bit of crack.
Crack.
Well, they make meth from Sudafed, so yes. I can kind of see where he was going.
I hear it clears your nose.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's probably what he was wanting. But
it
under protest,
though,
I do the show today, right?
I've seen guys who are on meth, and they sniff a lot. They're like... So I don't know how they could be making... I don't know how much Sudafed goes into the meth. Because I know me, when I take a couple of Sudafed, I'm clear. It's like, there ain't nothing in there.
Somebody called Bug.
Yeah, we'll have to ask.
Yeah, he would know.
I think it's someone who actually has dealt with it before.
And he can give you the recipe.
Listener Bogus not only dealt with meth, but he's very open about it. He not only dealt with it, he has served time because of his dealings with meth. Uh-oh, somebody's got a...
Somebody's trying to medicate something now.
Who was that? Was that you, Gorilla?
No, that was not me.
That's London for you.
Oh, was that you, Gully? Was that outside your window?
Yeah, you hear it all the time. It's really busy.
Gully is, and I'll try to sound as London-y or as English as possible. Gully is at his girlfriend's flat in London. That's where he is
still
this week. Yes, he returns home to Liverpool on the weekend.
Sunday morning.
Happy days. Okay, so I've been gone for 3 days. I got to tell you, I have not... You know, the last time I was this bad was... Mm-hmm. Do you remember... I don't know if you guys were listening to that or not, but when I was doing the morning show on WCBS, I came in and did the show, and I was really, really sick. It was the time that Pickett offered... do you remember the whole thing with Pickett offering to help me?
Was it around the same time you had that girl with the funny bottom, Missa?
Yes, yeah. I was doing the show with them, and I...
there wasn't nothing funny about that bottom, by the way. That was just, ugh.
Do we have to insult everybody?
I didn't insult her. I just said, ugh.
Oh, so have you been there to check it out, or what? What are you saying?
I've stood behind her before. Ugh.
He has seen
me so many times. I thought you were saying you've done it or something.
Oh, no. No, God, no.
Oh, now stop it. Miss is very nice. What are you making fun of her for?
Miss is nice. Find me another person on this planet besides her boyfriend that thinks she's nice.
I like anybody. I like her. I like Miss. I think she's
anybody
nice.
Anybody but you and her boyfriend. Anybody.
Oh, well, there's lots of people that think she's nice, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Sure there are.
I would have, but then she had problems with her anus, and then I decided against it. That put me off. What can I say?
When did she have problems with her anus?
She was going on about something she needed doing on her anus or something, as far as I can remember. And then I was like, oh, she's got a dirty bum. I don't think I want to bother her.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Gully.
No. judgment was cast, I'm afraid. She was thrown out with the trash.
Unbelievable. You really are unbelievable.
It's good to be back, Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I have not...
I'm a project.
I haven't been this sick. Yeah, I mean, it's been... You know, I don't get me wrong. I've had illness over the past couple of years. I have had illness, okay? But I have not been as sick. The sickness that I have this week, I haven't been this bad in years. I don't know where I got it. Except I'm thinking, I think I might have gotten it from Piss Pants. And if you don't know who Piss Pants is, it was when my band played on last Friday. And by the way, last time we did a show, to let you know how long ago was it, last time we did a show, it was last Thursday, a week ago. It's been a week. I haven't done a show. I'm going nuts. So my band plays a gig, okay, on Friday night. And this guy shows up to the gig, okay? And while we're rocking out, I can't even, I think it was Dirty White Boy. Dirty White Boy. You know that song?
How appropriate.
By Foreigner.
How appropriate.
Yeah, we're doing the show, or we're doing the song, Dirty White Boy, and this guy's dancing in front of us. And my bass player, Jeff, and I, we're watching him, because he's right in front of the two of us. So we're watching this guy. And as he's dancing, he lifts his hands up, okay? And when he lifts his hands up, his hoodie like kind of goes up over his gut, so his gut's hanging out. So, you know, you just can't help but put your eyes down near his gut, so we're looking at the same, we're looking at the same thing. Okay, we're looking right... We're looking at his fat stomach, and we're laughing about it. Well, then, while we're laughing about it, both of us notice at the same time, right underneath the gut, in the crotch area, there is like a little wet spot that just starts spreading.
Mr. Pissy Pants.
He urinates in his pants while we're playing.
Did he, like, stop?
No, dude, the whole time he's going, yeah, yeah, he's got his fist pumping in the air, and he's singing along. And the funny part was, and I put, if you're on Facebook, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook or a fan of my band, Two Ton Baby, actually, I don't think I put him up. I think it's on the Two Ton Baby page. But if you go to the Two Ton Baby fan page, they put pictures up. He's standing while he's doing this. He is standing right in front of the bathroom.
He could have waited.
So, no, he could have literally taken four steps and gone to the bathroom.
Travel 2 feet and you're there.
Four steps and he's in the bathroom.
Maybe he was cold.
No, he just decided, screw it. I'm just going to pee right here. And he did it. And he peed in his pants. It was disgusting.
You have to admire his conviction to Foreigner.
Well, yeah, I mean, was it, you know, it, that's a fan. I'll tell you that. Yeah, that really is.
Was it cold in there or something?
No, no. He just. I think he was so drunk. I think he
just
was
lost
so
control.
Drunk he didn't realize he was doing it. Or I gotta be
Did
honest.
You take a picture?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. We. I'm not sure, Gully, I'm not sure what he was doing. He just peed his pants. And
that's
you just
filthy.
And you just see it. It's just like, you know, you see the stain like developing. And we're going, oh my God. And like everybody in the, because he was facing us, all the guys in the band saw it. And then he turns to the crowd, and he lifts his hands up, and he gives, you know, devil horn signs, everybody. Yeah! And as he does it, everybody in the crowd can see it. I was kind of thinking I was being punked or something. I'm like, okay, this is some kind of joke. This cannot really be. This guy is not really peeing his pants right in front of me. And, boy, was I wrong.
You know what, Ray? I'm going to find somebody to come to every one of your shows from now on and just have them pee their pants.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
That could be your thing, right?
He just did it right there. Yeah, the band that's so good, you'll pee your pants in front of them.
That sounds like a good slogan.
Yeah, it was
Did he have a date?
No, this guy had no date.
I bet you he didn't leave with one either.
His date was with the beer bottle that he was had in his hands the entire time.
And the gutter that he eventually laid in.
Yeah.
How come he couldn't just hammered. You know, he had a beer bottle there. Why didn't he just whip it out and pee in the beer bottle?
All he had to do was turn around and walk four steps. He could have been in the bathroom.
Well, were you playing? I didn't make it to the show, obviously.
No, we were inside.
Were you playing in the same place you were playing last time?
Yes, you were there the last time. Yes.
They should have gone out the door.
Yes.
To outside and peed outside.
But you know where the men's bathroom is, right? Where we play.
Yeah.
He was leaning against the door. Leaning against the door, Gorilla.
Ugh.
Anyway, so I said I haven't been this sick since 2008. During 2008, wow. I had this sickness here. I want you to listen to this clip from 2008.
Oh, my God. I feel lousy.
I can tell.
I feel lousy, man. Listeners are taking advantage of me, too. I'm very upset.
You look lousy, too.
Thank you.
That's nice, Shayner.
Thank you, Shayner. I always count on Shayner for an honest opinion.
Yeah.
He's a good friend. Yes. Always leave it to Shayner. I feel terrible. I feel like the crap. The crap.
You need to go home. You need to fill up on vitamin C and take a nap.
That's what I'm going to do. Sleep. Just sleep.
Damn picket, getting everybody sick.
Why didn't somebody come sleep with me?
I'll come sleep with you.
Yeah, just sleep with me. Just rub my head, will you?
Okay.
Let me sleep.
Sorry, Ray, I've got a thing.
I don't want you to sleep with me. What the hell? Why would you even make a comment?
Because he wants
to.
Well, he's
somebody.
I don't want you. I meant a female.
Sorry. Should have specified.
Preferably my wife or a female friend, not you. Some H-O-M-O sleeping with me.
Well, you just said somebody.
Sorry, Ray. Somebody sleep with me. Rub my head. Well, Ray, I'm busy. If I wasn't busy, I would gladly do it, Ray.
That's the way I took it.
Damn it. Making me sound H-O-M-O like you. Damn it.
There you go. Last time I was sick. Pickett offering to climb into bed with me and make me feel better.
That's a friend, Ray.
Yeah, that's a true friend right there. What's wrong with him?
You're not feeling well? Well, Ray, I'll come over and I'll take off my clothes and rub your head.
I'll spoon with you. I'll spoon.
I'll come around and queer you up. Good style.
That is typical Pickett, though.
Nothing makes me better. Nothing makes me better than uncomfortable contact with a man. Not a good way to heal me up.
Well, that's how he gets his men. He uses the sick technique, waits until he's sick, and then
sick?
Slides on him.
You didn't mean to climb into bed with you?
Body heat is the best way to keep warm, apparently.
We haven't had Pickett on the show in a while. His wedding's coming up. I know that.
I talked to him a couple weeks ago.
I see him on Facebook from time. Is that where you see him on Facebook?
I've got him on Skype, and he just happened to be on Skype, and I talked to him for a few minutes. Apparently, he might be moving back to Springfield.
Yeah, that's what he says. After he gets married, he and his wife are thinking of coming back here.
Yep.
He says there's no jobs in Los Angeles.
I wonder if the ghost of Linus will be the DJ at his wedding.
I don't know. Do not know.
I seriously think not, probably.
We could do a jungle live from Pickett's wedding.
So anyway, this guy pisses his pants, okay, while we're playing. And it was the weirdest thing. I put pictures up. And the pictures are on the Two Ton Baby fan page with Facebook. I don't know if you can get to that, Gorilla. If you can get to that, maybe you could put the picture up in your cam slot if you're watching the show.
I will try.
If you're listening to the show on audio and you would like to watch the show, click on the chat and video page. It'll take you into our chat room, and you can watch cameras. You'll see me on camera along with Gorilla and Gully. We're all on camera from three different locations, I might add. Or if you're watching the video and maybe it's buffering or you're having problems or you're getting ready to leave and you're going to transfer over your phone or something, click on the audio-only menu. If you have an iPhone or a Droid, I do recommend this for people all the time. Pick up the apps for both Stick Cam or a program that I use called Pocket Tunes, which I think is the best one. But both of them allow you to listen to the program on your phone. And my wife, will be in her car, and she just hook her iPhone up to the radio and be driving right there with the show on in the background, which is really cool. And I'm also putting in requests with other places, and I suggest everybody else do the same. If you ever find an app for something, Gully, I know you have a phone that does this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you find an app for anything that does audio, send them a request to add our show to their, to their thing.
Well, once I get home on Sunday, I shall have a little search.
That's my new thing I'm doing. I'm going to find different audio apps and saying, hey, add us. I want to have people get it. I want to make it as easy as possible for people to get us.
Yeah.
That's my goal. And I was worried today. I was like, okay, I'm finally back doing the show. Is anybody even going to show up?
I mean, nobody showed up on Monday, I'll tell you that.
I know, because, they heard I was sick, and I announced on Facebook I wasn't doing the show. And
mm-hmm. Thanks for that one. Cowboy Vogue showed up. Thank you, Cowboy Vogue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Showed up.
I don't want to make anybody angry. You know what I mean? I don't want to.
No. That's fine. That's fine. Screw you.
Must have been good fun with Ed Hater, I could imagine.
Well, I know that the Gorilla was on it. Went out and played some music and stuff, which I thought was very nice.
I would have helped out if I was home. It was just difficult to get to a PC.
Why are you visiting your girlfriend anyway? What are you having trouble? Are you like Gorilla having troubles in your relationship? You have to.
You know what? I know he is.
I'm right next to the bed that we both share, Gorilla. You should learn from that.
Blah blah blah. You think it's all okay because you're sharing a bed?
Rocky Road to Ruin, sir. That's where you are.
Oh, you're so full of crap. You have no idea.
I know. I know. For me, even though I was sick, my wife and I still slept in the same bed every night.
Why am I not able to find this Two-Ton Baby page?
It's the letter, the number 2.
Yeah, I did that, and it's not working.
T-O-N, but I don't think there's a space. It's Two-Ton.
Two-Ton, all right, hold on.
2 T-O-N, then Baby.
Okay, here's my results for that. I have Don Baby, Don Adelia, Don Shruff, Don Fax, and Don Castillo.
I don't know.
By the way, I got to put this picture of Don Castillo up real quick, because this is great.
It's a family. It should be the number 2 and then Ton.
I did that. That's what I put in, and this is what I got.
No, I don't know who the hell that is.
I'm what's he doing?
I'm not 100% sure.
What is that on his mouth?
It looks like a phone.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either, but that's just creepy and disturbing. Thank you for taking me that.
You can't find the page?
No.
Let me go in there.
Well, you go in there, and then send it to me on Skype, and I'll put up the picture.
All right, let me see if I can go in there.
I haven't actually installed that camera app on this, so if I need to go for a pee, you can just look at the monitor behind me. Just thought I'd share that with you.
See if I can find it.
You have to do that a lot during the show?
Not really. It depends how much to drink.
Or how many kidney problems you're having that day?
No, I normally have a piss bag, unlike that guy.
Maybe that's what it was, Ray. Maybe his catheter just fell out and you're making fun of the guy.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't be.
Right.
A loose tube.
Oh, speaking of that, I was walking out of work today. Yeah. You know where I work, and there's a crosswalk in the middle of the street.
Right.
That connects where I work to the street across the street. So I'm getting ready. There's a step, so I step down. I'm standing on the step, and there's this car coming. I was going to let the car go by, and then I was going to walk across the street. this woman pulls in. She gets right under the crosswalk, and she parks right on the crosswalk. And so I gave her the universal sign, you know, the one that, you know, roll down your window. She rolls her window. I go, you're parked on a crosswalk. I said, you know, you're parked on a crosswalk, right? And she goes, I know. And then she rolled her window up.
Yeah, like, you, no big deal. I meant to do that.
Like, you bitch. And the great thing is I work with cops. So tomorrow I'll take one out there with me. Because she was picking somebody up. And if she does it again tomorrow, I'll just have them write her a ticket.
You know, this is so weird. You're right. I cannot find... Well, how come I can't find my fan page?
I'm not sure, but I think Randy just actually put it in the thing, so I will
pull
it.
How did Randy find it? How come I can't find it?
It's because you're not as cool as Randy. That's why.
Yeah, Randy's the man.
If you were not sick, you wouldn't have this problem. But no, you had to come in.
I am about 85%.
Oh, yeah, right. You're overestimating it.
All right, maybe 65, but that's all right. It's my 65 is better than most people's 100.
I've got another piss story for you today.
Another one?
Hold on.
Yeah.
How can we have more? What are the odds of having more than one piss story?
Well, me and Karen were coming out from our work the other day, and as we were walking up past the local pub and the shops, some guy took it upon himself to put his hands down his trousers, and that's not an unusual, you know, for them types around here.
And, it is.
And as he was putting his hands down, nice picture, as he was putting his hands down his trousers,
very nice.
He was actually pulling out his penis and having a wee in the street.
Oh, that's wonderful.
In front of everybody. Not only did I see a small penis, I saw him have a wee as well.
Okay, now wait. The woman that's up here on this picture right now.
Let me go over there. Yes.
Okay, she's not wearing a wedding ring. Did Sean Blunt hit on her?
No, and Sean Blunt was sitting right next to her all night.
Oh, what a...
All night long.
I would have hit on her. I would have gotten her phone number,
That girl, she works with my wife, that girl.
I'd have gotten her phone number.
She works with my wife, and Sean Blunt sat next to her all day.
One thing I've been looking forward to, Ray, have you got Sean singing on video?
I don't know if we got it on video, but we definitely have it. We definitely have it.
Oh, wait.
We definitely have it on pictures, yes.
What is this?
Oh, Sean was talking. Yeah, he was talking to some girl.
Really? She's not wearing a wedding ring either, Ray. Did he get her number?
No, of course not.
Are you serious?
Please, what are you, crazy?
He needs some interpersonal skills. That's what he needs.
He has none.
Did he get any of these girls' numbers here?
No.
Oh.
Of course not.
Did he at least get this guy's number?
What guy's number? That's
this
me.
Guy right here.
That's me.
Not you, this guy.
Oh, that's Jeff, my bass player. No.
Did he get Jeff's number?
No, he doesn't have Jeff's number.
If he's that way inclined, he only wants Ray's number and he's got it.
Apparently, I just don't understand. There he is again. And there's your guitar player. There's Ray.
So, I don't know why you're right. I also cannot find the two-ton baby page.
I'm going to leave this picture up.
That's a very nice picture.
Our bass player created the two-ton baby page. I don't know why he felt the need to create it. And then he left Facebook after he created it.
That was nice.
Why did he create it and then leave? I don't know. He quit Facebook after...
Maybe he got into a fight with that cowboy guy.
That might be the reason that people can't find it. But I don't know.
Very strange.
And the reason people wonder about the spelling, like why do you spell it that way and blah, blah, blah. It's very easy. I spell it that way because I go with the number 2, because that way in whenever they list bands, it will be listed number 1. So, for those wondering, that's why I do it the way I do it.
I've got a good reason why I can't actually go to the toilet during the show. Is a very important reason is that I'm actually wearing no pants, my girlfriend went on to remind me afterwards.
It's wonderful, Richard. Thank you.
I'd love to share.
Thank you.
If it makes Gully feel any better, I'm not wearing any pants either.
It's a no pants show.
Why?
It's all piss and no
it's
pants.
A no pants dance.
No pants and all piss.
Well, I'm still wearing underwear. I mean, I'm still wearing underwear, right? But I just took my pants off.
Yeah, so we played Friday night. It was a good time. But I think that Piss Pants guy...
He's great.
I think Piss Pants, you know, because he kept wanting me to fist bump him.
Yeah, come on, Ray. Give me one right there. Come on, yeah.
And I think when he fist bumped me, he gave me...
the piss disease?
Yeah, I think he gave me some kind of disease.
Mr. Pissy.
Good old Piss Pants.
Come on, Ray, right here. Do it, man. Do it. Yeah.
Yep.
See, he's just another person, right, that doesn't care about you. Doesn't care about your health.
Yeah, just making
or
me
how you're feeling.
Intentionally getting me ill.
Just like all of the people in here listening to the show, insisting that you do a show today.
Yes.
They don't care about you. Only
you care.
Only I. Even Gully doesn't care. Gully's a right bastard.
Why am I a right bastard?
I know.
I had to, you know, I think I had to do a show today. Because I think I would have lost people. You know what I mean? You go more than a week, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And they run away.
I can't even show up when I'm covering for you.
I had to,
people. Even Gully couldn't show up.
Yeah. I had to do something.
I was busy.
He was too busy snogging his girlfriend.
I was afraid that people would, you know, never come back, so I wanted to hurry up and get in here and do a show.
See, now, if Gully had come on, we could have gotten Godclown. We could have covered for Chubby Ray.
Yeah.
Except for Gully doesn't want to come on. He's too good for it.
He's too good to fill in.
Yeah.
When are you,
just going to get me handbag.
And when are you going to be back? You'll be back in Liverpool for Monday show, right? When?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Normal service.
What about tomorrow's show?
Friday night should be fun.
All right, good. Just need to make sure. Have you done anything while in London this week?
Is it beside your girlfriend?
Not really, no. I'll be honest.
I have been, I'll tell you, I've been so busy.
Oh.
So busy being sick. I've been busy going to the bathroom, sleeping, taking medicine. Going to the bathroom again, sleeping more. It's been a hell of a week for me. But now I have to do... I was supposed to have band practice last night. I had to cancel band practice. I was supposed to tape the Dumb Media show. I had to cancel that. I'll have to tape that like tomorrow after this show maybe. If my voice will hold out. And then I have... My band is playing Saturday night. By the way, 2-Ton Baby playing again this weekend.
Somebody call Piss Pants and let them know.
Let Piss Pants know. We will be playing Saturday night at the 49er.
This time, what you want to do is, to get revenge, is you go over and piss on his pants. And then he might catch something off you.
Give him a golden shower, Ray.
That would be the finishing act. All stands on your amplifier and piss on him.
Give him a golden shower.
Didn't Gore used to do that? Like, at the end of their shows, it would pee on the crowd?
No, but you know who did was, what the hell was his name? What the hell?
I think I know who you're talking about. The moment you say it, I'm going to know it, too.
G.G. Allin.
No, that's not who I was thinking of.
Isn't that his name? G.G. Something like that. A punk artist from the 80s and 90s.
The guy from Stone Temple Pilots, I think he did it.
Oh, no. This guy was...
He was all whacked out, and came out and just started peeing on the crowd.
No, this guy came out, and he took a dump on the stage, okay? G.G. Allin would come out, and he was playing, like, really hard, just hardcore, nonsensical punk music. And he would take a dump on the stage, and then he would throw it at the audience.
I once saw Mike Patton... of Faith No More, get hit with a piss bottle, then pick up the piss bottle off the stage, then drink the piss.
I think Gully was, just, was a rock star.
All right, let's just stop.
He was. You know he would.
No, I'm not going to gargle someone's...
You don't know that.
God.
You don't
no,
know,
I
you
know
don't
that.
Know when you're hopped up on Quaaludes, you don't know what you're doing.
How the hell did the show become about this? Now, the strange... on stage, I've never done... we used to have a lot of girls used to always flash their boobs before or during our show. And the reason was, listen, the reason was because Big D. Because Big D and Jen would go. And every time we would do a cover of the song Roadhouse Blues. And there's that part of Roadhouse Blues where it slows down a little bit. And then Jim Morrison goes, "Save our city!" You know that part? Well, Spanky, who was the manager of the Itchy Pickles, he would come up on stage. And by this point, he'd be drunk because he'd be in the last set. So Spanky would come up on stage and he'd stumble around, crashing into cymbals and stepping on chords, which is why we went cordless, and grab the microphone, and he would always scream, "Show your titties," whenever we got to that part of the song. And so when that happened, Big D would always have Jen go up to the front of the stage and pull her top up.
Nice.
And so this happened, and when Jen would do it, a bunch of other girls around her would start doing it as well. And it was weird because there would be 40-year-old soccer moms who you would just not expect such behavior from. And all of a sudden we'd get to that song and they'd be so hammered that it would be like Mardi Gras.
You know what?
They would
I got 50
all
bucks says.
Start, and you'd, I mean, there would literally be 10 to 15 women showing their boobs. And the bar owners, you know, it's not legal. You're not supposed to be doing that in bars. So we would try to discourage them from doing it, you know. But after it got started, there was no stopping it.
And 50 bucks said Sean Bolin didn't get any of their numbers either.
Oh, Sean was at every gig. But, you know, the
guy... Yeah, but he didn't get any numbers. He's
no,
a pussy.
No, of course not. But the regulars, guys who always went to the gigs... Whenever they heard the dun 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 dun, whenever they heard the guitar start going to start the song, because when we started that song, it would just be our guitars just dun 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 dun, and he would just keep playing it until I, you know, counted down and said let's go, and then the whole band kicked in. And as soon as guys heard that, you knew the people that would see us every gig, the regulars, because they would all run to the front of the stage, like all the perverted guys like Sean. They would know, uh-oh, time to run to the stage. And then eventually everybody who was on the show, you know, Sean and Jimmy and Spanky and everybody who, you know, they knew to actually get on the stage and sing backups. Sean, Jimmy, Bodine, Shaner. Spanky, of course, everybody knew to get on stage. And then whenever you'd get to that part of the song, it would just be craziness. And you never knew how many boobs were going to be shown. So, yeah. And then we'd always do Lesbian Rocker right after it. So you'd do Roadhouse Blues, the women all get topless. And then you would do... Lesbian Rocker, and all the chicks would start making out. So those,
nice.
You know, those were pretty crazy times, those Itchy Pickles gigs. So I try not to encourage such disgusting behavior.
The best you can come up with now is men pissing the pants.
Yeah, now I get guys pissing themselves.
Well, it's a different kind of publicity.
Yeah. It's a different time. It's, you know, now the... What happened with the old Pickles was when word got out that was happening, the Illinois alcohol, whatever the hell the group is there, they started showing up trying to bust us.
Bust being the appropriate word.
Yeah. So I'm serious. We got on whatever watch list they had of, you know, there's
the
nudity.
List.
These guys play. There's nudity in the bar. So we didn't want to get the bars in trouble. So, I mean, it sort of became a problem, you know.
Mm.
But
the lust for the bust.
Yeah, whatever. You know, eventually it went away, and we and so did we. What do you mean? But this time around, we are. I will find something like that this time around. I like this new band. I like our set list. It was pretty fun, but I'm playing Saturday. Hopefully my voice will hold out, and I'll get my full... like right now, here's how I'm breathing. You know, hopefully I'll be breathing... I'll be breathing clear. Like, here's my right nostril and my left. You know, so once once they're totally clear, I'll be fine. So let's hope that I'm at the end of this illness and not in the middle. But I am about 65%, which, like I say, is better than most people's 100. Not to be egomaniacal.
Just cook up some crack, you'll be fine, right?
That's what I need. That's what I need, Gully. Good thinking.
Hmm.
That's exactly what I need.
Bit of crack.
Yep. Cook it up some meth, because it's made with the Sudafed.
Oh, yeah.
Once I get that knocked out, no problem.
I suppose he'll set up a lab in the back of your car.
He'll hook me up.
Mm.
I got messages from a vanilla gorilla who was very sweet. You're very sweet, gorilla.
I know.
Sent me nice messages wanting to know how I was feeling, wanting to know if I'm okay.
Mm.
Telling me to get better.
I told you I'd send you mercy to lay in bed with you and rub your head.
I got a nice message from Hillbilly Joe. Hillbilly Joe sent me a nice message saying, "Hey, buddy, our wishes are with you. Get well soon." I thought that was very nice of him. Let's see.
How many messages did you get from Gully?
None. DC sent me a... let's see. DC sent me a message saying, "You better get healthy. This is a huge month."
Nice. Oh, speaking of that, are you guys going to talk about they released two new trailers, one for Tron Legacy and one for Iron Man 2?
Yeah, we will. We'll talk about that on the Dub Media show. Whenever we get a chance to... I don't know when we're going to get a chance to record it. You know what? Don't you think that... DC needs to get Skype or something.
Yeah, or he needs like an alternate co-host for a week, maybe.
Yep.
Doesn't he know anybody that watches movies?
I don't know.
They should get Skyped up. It would be much easier.
My brother Goose sent me texts, but his texts are all about.
Hey, bud, I'm feeling good.
No, his are business related because you got to remember, we were just about to. I just got advertising packages done for the show, and I had an exclusive with Blue Grouch, you know, that ran out Friday.
Right.
So now it's open to everybody, and Goose is the one that was taking meetings with people, but I was too sick to get him all the stuff. So he's texting me going, "Hey, you got to get better and get me this stuff. I got, you know." Because he's got these meetings, so he was. But at no point did he say get better. He basically, you know.
Said, "How much are we charging for me forehead?"
No, it's more like
we do need to. You're right, we need to come up with an actual amount for Gully's forehead.
What it was, "Hey Ray, stop getting off your lazy ass and start doing something." That's probably what Goose
said.
That's
probably right. You're right. Yeah. So. But that was it for the text. Nothing from Gully saying get better.
Well, I can't text you.
Michelle the Weather Babe, who's booking my band, was basically saying that I have gigs to play, so I need to... she wasn't saying get better. She's basically reminding me that I have gigs. You know what I mean? I was getting texts from people telling me that they don't have time for me to be sick.
Yeah, see what I mean, Ray? See what I mean?
Yeah.
The world keeps turning.
But I'll tell you, I'm the luckiest guy alive. My wife is amazing. She really is. She's completely amazing. She took great care of me, and my daughter took great care. They really took care of me. They really did. So
well, that's nice.
Being sick was a huge nuisance, but they did make it seem better. So there you go. I'm better now, and I think by tomorrow I'm gonna wake. I'll feel. I think I might be 100% tomorrow.
I'm glad you're better.
Yeah, but I could have died.
I did actually say that.
I could have died. And by the way, Gully never wants to text me. But here's the deal, Gorilla. You don't have the iPhone, but if you did, you would have the Words With app that Gully and I have.
Right.
The main reason that I wanted Gully to get the Words With app is he can text me that way.
You can text on Skype, right?
Yeah, but could he text to my phone through Skype?
Yeah, that's how I texted you. I tried to call you through Skype.
Oh.
You didn't answer.
Yeah, this lazy son of a bitch, what he needs to do is just go, and we started a game. All this Gully needs to do is open up the game that we started.
It's not there, right? It's not there. I haven't got a request to start
the game.
All
he needs to do is open up the game and send me a text, and we can text each other. For free, by the way. No cost to text.
I will offer to play you a new game so you can send me messages.
It's late now.
And then you can text each other, but it's too late now for you to tell me get well. If you tell me get well right now, I'll just think you're stealing a gorilla's kindness.
That's right.
Well, would you rather me say get ill now or something?
It's the same thing. I think you've already said that. I think your silence has already wished me to get unwell.
I sent piss pants as an agent.
Yeah, you'd rather wish for piss pants to get well before me.
Well, he's got a comedy routine. Yeah. You know, why put ill on the man?
Good old piss pants.
Good old Gully.
So anyway, I'm glad to be back and doing a show today. That's the bottom line.
I'll be honest though, I normally drop off the radar when I come to London.
Yeah.
Usually.
For nothing, apparently.
Glad to be back. So let's take some phone calls. Area code 217. 883-4667. And I want somebody to call in. I want to make sure the phone number is working, actually. Because I guess on Tuesday or something, when I logged in today to do the show, I got this flashing message telling me that I had to reactivate the number. Because Monday or Tuesday or whatever, the number ran out.
Did you keep it for a period of time? Don't be so.
Well, I would like somebody to call. I want to make sure the number actually works. So if somebody could call in, I'd appreciate it.
I still wouldn't remember the number, though.
I just want to make sure that it still works. Hello.
Hello. Is this Ray?
Hello, Gorilla.
Hi, Ray.
So the number works.
Yes, it does, Ray.
Thank God.
Oh, okay. Hey, Ray.
Yes, Gorilla.
Are you still feeling okay?
Yes, I feel great, Gorilla.
You know, I haven't talked to you in a few days, and I was worried about you.
You just talked to me like 5 seconds ago.
He sounds less gravelly on the phone.
You talked to me 5 seconds ago on your microphone.
Well, but that's not the same, Ray.
Uh-huh.
It attracts the gravel from your voice to phone, I've noticed. You lose your gravel.
Why is he, like, talking down to me?
His voice is not as coarse on the phone.
It is. It's less gravelly.
We get to hear the crispness of the
huskiness.
Yeah, and his voice. You know, because we get to hear it more clear on the microphone. The phone makes him sound more pleasant.
Yeah, sounds more girly on the phone.
Not girly, just nicer. You sound nicer on the phone than you do on microphone.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with the eye sound, right?
Well,
and Kelly, you can pee your. And go lay in bed with your girlfriend.
Thank you for calling, Gorilla. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ray.
All right.
Hey, Ray.
Yes, Gorilla.
Thanks for answering and taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it.
All right.
I'll talk to you later, Ray.
Yeah. You're going to talk to me in like 2 seconds as soon as you get to turn on your microphone.
Oh. Well, it's not the same, Ray.
All right. Goodbye, Gorilla.
Bye, Ray.
What's wrong with him? Well, good. So the number works. Thank God.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, because I got in there, and the number said, it said number had to be reactivated. I was like, oh, my God, what the hell? So that made me worry. And then I was thinking, oh, crap, they're going to give me a different number, and we've already got this one. You know, people have finally learned this one.
Apart from me.
Yeah. Except for, but you don't call it anyway.
No.
You never call. Yes, Gorilla.
It would take me about 7 weeks to put the number in.
Yes, Gorilla.
Hey, Ray, I forgot to ask. When you do your next show, can you give me a shout-out on stage for Karen, how you were when you were sick?
Yes, Gorilla. Are you going to be there Saturday? Will you be there Saturday?
This Saturday?
Yes.
Is it this Saturday?
Yes.
Then no.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, Ray.
Why would I give him a shout-out if he's not there? Why would I give him a shout-out if he's not there? Or, no, wait, why would I give you... Listen, why, I'm talking like he's not... Gorilla, why would I give you a shout-out if you're not there?
I don't need a shout-out, right? What are you talking about?
Well, if he gets a shout-out, I should get one.
I'm not giving you anything.
Give me what? Give me what?
I give you a present for me? I give you pissy pants, and what did you give me? Nothing.
You're unbelievable.
Did you have a present for me?
I have no present for you.
Oh.
A bag of fresh urine.
My wife has just sent me a text saying she has a horrible afternoon.
Uh-oh.
She would love to go to Xochimilco and have margaritas.
Well, then let her go, Ray.
That's what I think. Go right ahead.
Yep.
You go right ahead. We'll go to Xochimilco. Does that mean she wants me to go, or?
She might just want to sit there in silence.
I don't know. I should call her. I don't know if she wants me to go, or if she's going to go with friends, or.
We could use Skype.
Hello, Gorilla.
Hi, Ray.
What do you want, Gorilla?
Ray, I don't think you should let your wife go.
All right, Gorilla, stop. You stop calling. You're on the microphone. Why are you calling in?
Well, I just don't think you should let her go on, right? That's how it starts, man, and then it's the rocky road to ruin from there. Trust me, I know these things.
Well, you would know.
He's
your marriage, is in a shambles. You're right. You probably would know. I don't want
He's
my marriage
ball,
to be
man.
In a shambles like Gorilla's.
I'm trying to help you out here, right? Don't forget my shout-out on the tape.
All right, thank you. I'm going to call my wife. Let me call her.
It made some very good points there, actually.
I'm going to call her and see, you know, let's see, I'm going to call my wife and I'll see if she wants me to go to Xochimilco with her,
or she might want to go with the girls.
She wants to go with the girls. I don't know. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Horrible.
I got your text saying you're having a terrible day and you want to have margaritas and
I'm going to be ready to flip out.
Good for you, Deidre. Go get you some margaritas.
Gorilla, you just
the F out.
Gorilla, you just called. You just told me to not let her go because that's what starts the road to ruin for marriages.
Let me go.
No, that's not what it's. That's not what it's.
You're supposed to go too.
Oh, see, I didn't understand.
I thought we'd go out, all of us, me, you, and Bella.
Sure.
Yeah. Bella can't have margaritas, but. I can.
I thought maybe...
Ray, if you're still feeling sick, I'll go.
No, Gorilla, you're not going to margaritas with my wife. No, I thought maybe you were... That people from work or something were going. I didn't understand that.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. No. I was asking you if we could go to eat.
You definitely deserve margarita. So.
I'll be your designated driver, Ray. It'll be okay.
Oh, for God's sakes. I'd rather you not go have margaritas with my wife.
What's wrong with her?
I promised Bella our favorite dinner, so she's going to be upset.
Well, shut now. If we go out to eat, she'll be fine. She'd love to go out to eat.
You think she would?
I'm sure she would.
You might bump into Mr. Pissy Pants again.
We're not going to run into Piss Pants.
I don't think he.
I don't think Piss Pants frequents.
Sorts of establishment.
Yeah, I don't think he frequents Mexican restaurants.
You never know.
And I got a feeling if he goes into a restaurant, he'll never make it past the bar. So.
Probably smells like the bar.
Yeah, is that where you want to go? Is to get Mexican food or?
Mostly for the margaritas, but
right,
yeah.
Oh, so you just want the margaritas. Okay.
Thought we could eat too.
Whatever, I'm fine. I'm good with that.
Are you feeling well enough to go?
I'm about. Really? I told Gorilla I'm 65%.
I'll go. Yeah. I'll go with you, Deidre. It'll
you
be okay.
are not going with my wife anywhere.
Why?
Want you anywhere.
Well, I told Deanne, I either want to go out and eat margaritas or go home and take a nap.
Whatever you want to do, I'm fine. Listen, we'll do it. You had a rough day, so come on.
I had a rough day.
Come on home, and we'll figure it out. We'll either go out or we'll, you know, whatever.
Or only if you're going
to
go out.
If you want me to cook, I can cook. If you want to go out to eat, we'll go out to eat. Don't worry about
it. You're
not
going to cook. You're sick.
I'm fine. It's not like I'm going to sneeze in the food or anything.
Drink.
Or we'll go out to eat.
Drink.
Get some booze. Whatever you need.
Get boozed up.
I will take care of you. I'm sure our daughter would love to watch you drink beer. Or drink
I just need one margarita, and I'm not drinking beer. Beer.
You can have two.
She loves to see a darn cup of margaritas. Just tell her it's a Mountain Dew. She won't know the difference.
You want the salt on the rim?
A couple of tequila slammers afterwards.
Yeah, no, we'll figure it out. Let's go out. We'll go out to eat or something. That's fine with me.
I'll meet you guys there.
Really?
Or we could go to that steakhouse that I have that gift card for.
That's whatever. I'm fine. Whatever you want to do.
I like steak.
That sounds
good too.
If you want to go out to eat, we'll go out to eat.
Let's do this.
Wait, no, Gorilla, you're not invited.
Why am I not invited?
Stop including yourself on our family time.
You know what? I cared about you while you were sick, Ray. I still care that you're sick, and I should be there to help you.
You are not invited to our family function.
Well, I don't agree with that. I protest.
If you want to go out to eat, honey, we'll go out to eat.
Thank you.
Well, we are a big Chubby Ray family.
Yeah.
Going on here, though, so we all should have a big, nice, happy meal and get really drunk.
No, you're That's no. Right. There's a difference between me, my family, and the show family.
What?
It's all one and the same.
I don't.
Yeah, there's no difference.
What's wrong with
you? You know what? I consider Bella like family. Like DJ's like my sister.
Yep.
What is Bella doing? She called me, but I couldn't hear her, and then she never called me back.
I don't know what she was doing. I think she was gonna go lay down.
She's probably sleeping.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just get dinner and cook it.
No, you're not. Listen, no matter what, you're not cooking. You want to go out to eat? We'll go out to eat. If you don't want to go out to eat, I'll cook. It's no biggie.
I say we all go out to eat. That's my vote.
Yeah, I like steak.
Or if you want, I'll go out and get carry out and bring it home. Either way, we'll be fine. But it all starts with you coming home, so why don't you come home and take like a 20-minute nap with Bella, then we'll go out to eat or something. Get the best of both worlds. All right?
And then get drunk.
Yeah. Then you go out and get your booze.
I'm getting crabby. I'm getting crabby, too.
Right. Well, then, you know.
I'm going to have a headache.
We'll get a nap, and then we'll go out to eat.
I'm not going to nap.
All right. Well, then come on.
She's not even going to eat. She's just going to go there and
either way,
start drinking.
Either way, you're not cooking.
No.
So,
just some light bar snacks, right?
So we've got that taken care of. We know you're not cooking. So
I'll get you some pretzels, DJ. It'll be okay.
Pretzels?
Yeah, well, you can't drink on an empty stomach, right? You got to know these things or she'll start getting sick.
Yeah, you got to fill the gap.
What do pretzels have to do with anything?
Well, she said she wasn't going to eat.
God.
She's just going to start drinking.
Hey, you know what?
It's all about the drink.
We'll go somewhere that has a cheese sticks so Bella can get some. She wants cheese sticks.
I like cheese sticks.
All right.
Let's go get some cheese sticks, right?
Why don't we go to there's a place, why don't we go to that creek or whatever?
I don't know.
All right. If you want Mexican, like I said, if you want Mexican, we'll get Mexican. We'll go out to eat.
Anywhere that has drink.
Yeah, I'll order some quesadillas from
all right. You're not ordering us anything.
Come on, Ray.
Now look. Now he's invited himself to go. He's going to go there and order food before we get there.
Yeah, I'll have a margarita waiting for Deidre. I'll have a quesadilla waiting for Bella.
How is he going to get there before us?
I don't know. We live like 5 minutes away from it. He lives in Springfield. I don't know.
Yeah, I only live like 10 minutes from it, right?
Unbelievable.
Well, as long as he gets the first round.
Yeah.
First round's of quesadillas are on me.
See, that's fair enough.
We can eat quesadillas.
We don't eat quesadillas.
Well, why don't you, I'm going to end the show in just a little bit, so.
It's all about the margaritas.
you come home, yes, I can get you. I haven't been out.
That is right, margaritas.
You've got to remember, I have not been out of the house. I haven't been out of the house since Friday.
So you're not going to be drinking, Ray?
No, I'm not going to drink.
Well, then can you be my designated driver, and I'll do some tequila sandwiches with
Peter? No, you're not. No, you're not invited to this.
Why not?
How do you have yourself going to this?
Well, you invited me.
No, I didn't invite you. You're not welcome for this.
Did you hear him invite me?
It's unbelievable.
I don't know. I have a headache.
All right, so.
Only hurt, too.
Why don't you come home, and we'll go out and get you some margaritas somewhere.
All right. I'll come home in a few minutes.
Okay. I love you.
I love you, too.
My lovely wife. All right. There you go. So we're going out to eat tonight.
I think she's going out to drink. You're going out to eat.
Yeah, I thought, well, at least her original text, I thought. Her original text, by the way, 217-883-4667 if you want to call in. Her original text made it sound like she was going to go out with, like, friends of hers or something. I thought she and her friend Deanne were going to have margaritas.
It sounds like she needs to let off a bit of steam.
I know.
Fair enough.
You're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Hi, Ray. Ray, don't come back.
Oh, God. Is that Love Songs?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Gorilla, too. I wanted to thank you for inviting me to dinner.
Thank you, Gorilla.
I appreciate it, right?
Was that Love Songs that was calling in? I haven't
no,
heard from
not.
Love.
No, it's not. DC.
That was Love Songs that was just on, though.
It was.
It was Love Songs that was singing Baby Come Back.
It was. I recognized that file voice anywhere.
Yeah. And now DC.
That ear piercing voice.
What's up, DC?
So, are you feeling better? You need cocoa? Need some orange juice?
I feel a little better, yes. But I'm not 100%.
I was waiting for
you. You said you're 65, 85, somewhere in there?
I put me at about 70%, 65, 70%.
I'll tell you what, we'll go to Sociomilco, we'll get a pitcher of margaritas and split it.
Hell yeah, I'm with that.
Oh, so you're inviting yourself as well, DC?
Well,
it's a big happy family.
You're what?
I've just noticed, you know, your wife needs margaritas. I'm thinking I could use a margarita. It's been a pretty crappy week.
Well, then you better head over there right now if you're going there.
I think I should go, too.
I'm serious.
I could use a margarita.
Well, I have to put some pants on first. But.
Yeah, I said a lot.
Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
And I can't stop this feeling anymore.
Oh,
God. Oh. I've got to laugh, but it's all
these headphones don't flatter your voice, I tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Love Songs is back.
Oh, God.
Hi, Love Songs.
He's finally out of jail. Love Songs is finally out of jail.
That's right.
Yeah, that's how he gets them high notes.
I'm sitting here on the beach on Lover's Island.
Watch you don't get sandy crack.
I know we finally got rid of Love Songs.
Nope.
I will always be a fan of yours, Raymond.
Love Songs is not called in many, many months.
That's a good thing.
No, thank you, Love Songs. It's wonderful to...
It's wonderful you've hurt my ears.
Wonderful to have you call in again.
I just wanted to call and tell you I love you.
Thank you, Love Songs. We love you. Much love to you, Love Songs.
Love Songs, before you go, can you sing some Love is a Battlefield?
Love is a battlefield. We are young.
Jesus Christ, please stop.
Thank you, Love Songs.
Thank you, Love Songs. Unbelievable.
Return nobody asked for.
Do not make requests to Love Songs.
Do not even mention his name.
Unbelievable.
I like Love Songs. Can we have him call back again?
No. Don't encourage him, Gorilla. You don't understand. When I was doing the FM show, Love Songs would call. I mean, Gully, you would listen to that show. He would call what? 4 or 5 times an hour?
Yeah.
I want Love Songs to call and sing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Please don't. Ignore him. He knows not what he does.
Oh, God.
I just want to start making
broken
requests.
Broken Wing would be more in his range.
Right.
It's like Broken Wing.
Yeah, broken wing by Mr. Mister. Yep.
I'd rather he just press mute on his phone and not song.
By the way, my daughter asked me the other day who Mr. Mister was. Because there's a song, there's a new song out where they reference Mr. Mister.
She's like, is that like Mr. Mom?
Well, you know, I want to say, I don't know who would know the song, but I think it's either Train or Jason Mraz, or it's one of those, you know, it's one of those artists that my wife likes. And they do, hey, soul sister, play some Mr. Mister on the radio. And my daughter wanted to know what Mr. Mister was.
Ah.
Hello. You're on the Chubby Ray Live.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming round. Turn around.
You're raping my ears. Can you please stop?
To the sound of my tears, turn around, bright eyes, having fun, never fall apart. Bright eyes, every now and then I fall apart. And I need Ray now tonight. And I need him more than ever. And if Ray were home tonight, I'll be holding on forever.
Thank you, Love Song.
Thank you, Love Socks.
Did you notice that the headphones mysteriously moved away from my ears for the periods of singing then?
That was fantastic. See,
no, don't make requests. Seriously. Oh,
you know what? I'm going to request more.
No, please. You don't understand. Love Songs is great in small doses.
Too much love songs will kill you.
Yes, I love Love Songs in small doses.
You know, when you were on CBS, I could never call in.
When Love Songs gets in big doses, it's a lot.
I could never call in because, you know, I was working at the time. And so I didn't really, you know, get to request a Love Song. So I've got just literally hundreds
the
of
worst
songs.
Part is whenever Missa would quit the show. And when I was doing the FM show, I think Missa quit like 7 times. And it finally took on the 7th. But
she
quit like 7 different times. Every time she quit, Missa, come back. He would call in and sing. It got to be every time Missa would have one of those conniption fits and she would quit. The worst part wasn't her leaving the show. The worst part was, oh, God, now we're going to put up with Love Songs calling.
I don't know if you remember at the time, Ray. I used to call in to hope and pray that he didn't call in and sing because he was awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Love Songs, I'd like to hear Father Figure by George Michael.
Hi, you're on. Oh,
please.
Live. Hello.
Mr. Condor.
Oh, away with the headphones.
God bless everyone. We are the world.
Oh, God.
We are the children.
You are raping my ears, sir.
Seriously, we are the world. Seriously.
Love Songs, Father Figure, George Michael.
Stop giving him
217-883-4667.
Right, we're going to get into, let's get into the news. We're going to get into the news. Certainly not going to do more of this. All right, it's time for news on Chubby Ray Live. Here with it is the one and only Vanilla Girl.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, Vanilla.
Our first story tonight. Los Angeles, California, Ray. Moviegoer is stabbed after a complaint about cell phone user.
Uh-oh.
What was he stabbed with, Ray?
Ow.
A meat thermometer.
A meat thermometer.
Yes, a meat thermometer was plunged into the victim's neck during a screening of Shutter Island. Los Angeles County Sheriff's spokesman said it was vicious and cowardly attack, Ray.
Good Lord.
Yes. Who carries a meat thermometer with them to the theater?
Someone who likes to know the temperature of his meat.
What the hell? So he stabbed
He got stabbed. He was complaining about the guy on his cell phone. So the guy on his cell phone took a meat thermometer and stabbed him.
Oh,
in
so the
neck.
Guy had a cell phone and a meat thermometer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's what an odd pairing, of course, but
stabbed him in
the neck. He might get mercury poisoning as well.
Wow.
Mm. That's not good.
Unbelievable.
Is that film that crappy that you have to stab
yeah.
people afterwards?
Really? Did that make the film better?
I am not sure.
I predict, you know, DC and I predicted what the ending was. And I don't know which one was right, but I think one of us was right. We predicted what the ending was on the Dumb Media Show podcast. So.
I'm yet to pirate it because there's not a good picture quality come out yet. But it will.
Might have to wait on that one. All right. More news with Gorilla.
Mount Prospect, Illinois, Ray.
Yes.
A school bus driver who allegedly drove a bus full of students while nearly 3 times the legal blood alcohol limit has been suspended and charged with aggravated DUI.
Oh, my God! What?
Was his name Joe Burgess?
No, it was actually a woman named Betty Burden, 54, allegedly reeked of booze and had a blood alcohol level of .226
Good
when she was arrested
Lord.
Tuesday. She admitted downing several vodka and orange juices before driving 50 students from their homes in Lion Park Elementary School.
What?
Yep.
That's a bit much, that, like.
Good Lord Almighty.
Oh, and by the way, Ray.
Yeah?
As a testament to you can drive okay when you're drunk, she wasn't arrested until after she had dropped off all the kids.
Oh, well.
Huh?
Wow.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
I drive better when I'm drunk. It's the worst cliche in the world. Of course you don't. You think you do,
maybe
but you
does.
Don't.
Maybe she
well,
does.
Well, she does.
She's a star, then.
The children got
case.
To school safely. Who gets drunk in the morning? I mean, for
Joe.
It was the afternoon. She was driving them.
Oh, home. Was it? All right, I was on the way home. Okay.
All right.
Seems like a fun little story. And now, news with Vanilla Gorilla, coming right live.
This one comes to us from our friends in Mississippi, right? Mm-hmm. Mississippi's always had, you know, great, when it comes to integration in their schools, they've had great success there.
All right.
Consix McMillan, an 18-year-old senior in Fulton, Mississippi, said Wednesday the school board decided to cancel prom rather than allow her to attend with her girlfriend.
What?
Yes, apparently she's a lesbian, Ray. And instead of allowing lesbians in their prom, they canceled it altogether.
Well, we don't want no damn lesbians in our prom.
Well, you know, they've always had great success with integration in Mississippi.
Yes, they love diversity in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, now you're allowed on Xbox Live to actually say whether you're like a transsexual or a lesbian or a gay or whatever. Now you can put next to your little gay avatar that you're
you
a lesbian
be,
or what have
you. So you could be a gay. Are you my mother all of a sudden?
Well,
I think he might be a gay. Actually, that'd be my grandmother. Even my mother doesn't say a gay. I think he might be a gay.
I don't know whether it's transsexual or transgender. I don't know what the correct phrase
hi,
is.
Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Sometimes I think that you'll never understand me, but sometimes tell me together.
Brain hemorrhage.
Be happy. Everybody sing along. Here we go. Baby, I will be your father figure. Put your bony hand in mine. I will be your preacher. Anything you have in mind. I will be your father figure. I have had enough of Christ. I will be the woman who loves you.
Don't encourage him, Gorilla.
I love it, Ray.
I think that's Mr. Pissy Pants from the other night.
It might be Piss Pants. Love songs might secretly be Piss Pants.
It could be.
What's wrong with you people?
You've got to be drunk to sing like that, let's be honest.
So, the gay prom is not going to happen?
The prom itself is just canceled. But because one gay couple was coming through.
How old was the girl, did they say?
She's 18.
Well, 18's old enough. I would say here's my problem. No, well, you know what though? I got to be honest. I think at 15, I think there's a little bit of confusion sexuality wise until about 16 years old.
She's probably been gay her entire life, right? And they just this is like
I agree. I think that people are born whatever way, but I think that you are confused before 16, 17. I think there is a confusion that goes on with people. And I got to be honest, I think people should wait to have sex.
Still one, right?
Well, I mean, I did it around 15, I think, and it was a little early.
Well,
I'm just.
Did you turn on okay?
I'm fine, but I'm saying that.
Well, then, what's the problem here, right?
I would advise.
Good enough for you, but nobody else. Is that what you're saying? You know what? I don't care that you're sick.
I would advise people.
I'm with everybody else now. I don't care you're sick.
I advise people to wait. I'm just saying that it's better if you wait.
I'm glad I had sex when I first had sex.
You're
15 was good for me.
27, Gully?
No, I was 29, 30. Maybe just last week.
No, I'm just saying. I think 18, you're definitely old enough to know what's going on. But I think sometimes, you're confused. You don't know what the hell's happening.
Mm. You don't know whether you want to have it inside or outside.
Well, you just don't understand it all.
How old are you, Ray?
What does it matter how old I am?
I'm just asking. Give me a general ballpark. 40, right?
Yes.
Somewhere in 40?
Yes.
Do you really believe that you fully understand sex now?
No, of course not.
Well, then what's the difference if you're doing it at 15 or
40? Well, because I'm telling you, the first few times I did it, it wasn't good. It didn't get good until I figured it all out.
Well, when I was 15, it was kind of like an Olympic sport, masturbation. I was throwing that javelin everywhere. But, you know, you knew me sexuality at 15. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, you definitely. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you know who you're attracted to.
It was women.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Did you hit a bug?
Oh, for God's sake.
Did you hit a bug?
Did
you hit a bug? Did you hit a bug?
Thank you, Love Sucks.
You put the boom boom into my heart. When you're loving thoughts. Rage the bugs into my brain. It goes bang, bang.
Put bullets into your brain. That would work.
I don't jitterbug anywhere.
Something ain't right. My best friend told me what Ray did last night. It left him sleeping in my bed. I was dreaming, but I should have been with Ray instead.
All right, no, it doesn't mean me anywhere.
To leave me hanging on last beyond you. You wake me up.
So now you've got me girlfriend singing along now. Can you please stop?
Oh, God.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Love Song.
Good night, Love
Song. See you, raping fool.
He's singing. He's got me jitterbugging in his mind.
Good night.
I had another story. Here's Vanilla Gorilla.
California Ray. A woman wielding a gun robs 11 market customers, right?
Wow.
Armed robbery. And she got away without being arrested.
What?
With a grand total of $6.
Oh. I wouldn't even call the police.
$6?
$6, right. Armed with a semi-automatic pistol, the woman confronted 10 customers and demanded money. However, apparently no one had any cash. Right?
Yes, who's got cash these days?
Yeah, not me.
Most people carry a debit card.
The robber
at least she could have almost stayed alive.
The robber was a Hispanic woman in her 20s wearing a jacket and headdress over her head and face. Anyone with information may call deputies at 760-863-8990.
They're really not going to waste their time for $6, are they?
Yeah, not really.
Now, those cops could care less.
Poor woman. Wonder how much she was expecting to get.
I don't know, but, you know, it is true. A lot of people don't carry a lot of cash anymore. You know what I mean? Who carries cash?
It's all paid on in banks online, so.
Yeah, everybody uses debit cards and.
Tis the future.
Yeah.
People are more likely to rob you from a computer screen in Russia than come up to you with a gun nowadays.
Right. Yeah, the Russian mob, they all hack.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, I want to give a plug. My buddy Adam Hunter, who you guys know, I think he's one of the most brilliant comedians out there. He's going to be in Bloomington this weekend. Adam's cool. going to be in Bloomington this weekend playing the Funny Bone Comedy Club up there. So, if you are in Bloomington or anywhere near it, make the drive to the Funny Bone to go see Adam Hunter. If I felt better, I would actually be going up Friday to see him.
Well, I knew the other day, a couple of months ago, he was playing in Manchester, in this country. So, he gets around.
He is, Adam is hysterical.
This is where we need love songs to come back on and sing area codes.
We have one more news story, then we got to get out of here, because obviously I have to get ready to go eat or drink margaritas somewhere.
Uh-huh.
My wife is in need of margarita. And Gorilla encouraged her.
Well, I'll meet you there, Ray.
You're not meeting us anywhere.
Come on, Ray.
Last news story. Ladies and gentlemen, with the news, Vanilla Gorilla. Covering law.
Some guns are in Indianapolis, Ray.
Yes.
Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Officer Eric Fustel said he, in a report, that he approached a car and it smelled of marijuana.
Yes.
The driver, whose first name I cannot pronounce, but his last name is Royal, was driving a Nissan Sentra with his 11-month-year-old daughter and a gentleman named James Smith, who had just gotten out of the Indiana Department of Corrections.
Oh, good Lord.
For dealing marijuana. He hadn't even made it home yet before he was rearrested.
Wait a minute. So they picked him up at the jail?
Yes, they picked him up at the jail. Right. They were on their way home. They got pulled over, and he went back to jail. It's like a real-life game of Monopoly.
Unlucky.
Oh, that's awesome.
Some people have all the luck, it seems.
Wow.
Let's see. Both men were charged with possession of marijuana and neglect of a dependent for smoking in the presence of the baby, right?
Huh.
The infant was put into the State Department of Child and Family Services. Let's see, and both of those guys went back to jail.
So his buddy must have had the weed on him, right?
Oh, I'm sure, right? They don't pretty much let you leave.
Huh.
This sounds like a Sheriff John Burnell moment off them cop programs.
I'm just saying that
he's not going to smoke any more weed because he'll be in jail.
That's a hell of a buddy picking you up.
I can see Gully doing this.
Could you imagine getting out of jail and being back in it? Being back in jail by before you even get home.
Yep. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
I hope that was some strong weed because he's not getting on for a while.
That's fantastic. Hey, did you guys hear about Conan O'Brien?
Well, he's kind of a tall, pasty guy with
He's launching a tour.
Didn't he do stand-up before The Simpsons?
No, I don't. He's never been a stand-up. He was never a stand-up. He was a writer.
I thought he did stand-up before SNL.
No, he did improv.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
But what he's doing is he's going to do a 30-city comedy tour. But I guess the tour, from what I understand, they're going to have a desk and a couch. And he's going to come out. They're basically going to do his show, like a two-hour version of his show, live every night. Like, they're going to come out, they're going to start it in Eugene, Oregon. He's going to come out and do a monologue. The band's going to play. Then he's going to go sit down on the couch, talk to Andy, bring out a guest.
Cool.
You're actually going to watch him. You're actually going to watch him do a show. And he's going to have different guests come on there, and they're going to. They'll do skits, and it'll be just like watching the Conan O'Brien show, and it's a 30-city tour. It starts here. It's starting, what are the dates? It's called the Legally Prohibited from Being on Television Tour.
You probably should have shortened that down just a little bit.
It's pretty funny because he is legally prohibited from being on television, but he's going to do his show. He's going to do the Conan O'Brien show, and it's going to be live on stage, which could be pretty – I mean, this will be interesting. The only Midwest city is Chicago, but it's starting out west in Eugene, Oregon. I think it's doing Seattle, Vancouver, Los Angeles, of course. It's got a couple dates in Texas.
It'll be awesome.
It should be really
good.
He went
to Los Angeles. It did his show. And his show was packed, and Leno had nobody in the audience that night.
I think it'd be great.
Did you hear about him being on Twitter and picking some random person from the security?
Yeah.
And they got 14,000 followers just because he said he wanted to make him popular.
He announced that he was finally getting a Twitter account, okay? He announced he was getting a Twitter account. It made Huffington Post, Variety, TMZ, a handful of other websites, and just through viral activity, people online passing it along, putting it on Facebook and things like that, he had over 100,000 followers of his Twitter account within like an hour.
That's marketing right there.
It's unbelievable how big word of mouth is on this guy. And then you're right, he's following only one person. He's never followed anybody. Then he goes, I pick one person to follow, and he followed like some 14-year-old girl.
That's kind of creepy.
Or a 16-year-old girl. He just picked one.
Yeah, random.
And all of a sudden, like 14,000 people started following this girl. I know, I've got 200 and some odd people following me.
I've got more than you. No.
I know. How does Gully have more? And to be honest, Gully's quite boring on Twitter.
I tend to just bitch on Twitter.
I am very entertaining. I'm very entertaining on Twitter.
I don't tweet.
Gully, you read my tweets. I'm very entertaining, aren't I?
Yeah, you do put the amusing comments in.
What are you struggling to say that for?
He should be quicker
to answer. Go, yes, Ray, you're very funny. Well, you can't answer it?
He doesn't like you,
Ray. Because I've got 1,000 people on my Twitter feed. I probably don't read most of yours, to be honest.
I don't get it. How do you have 1,000? You're following
I've been there since
people?
It started.
How do you find time to do anything else? How do you find time to throw the javelin?
Listen, I only follow like less than 100 people.
Always make time to throw the javelin, Gorilla.
How do you have time?
There's always time.
But anyway, so Conan O'Brien has over 100, or way more than that, but he had 100,000 people in an hour follow him. So you know the show is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Good for Conan. I think.
Yay, Conan. Screw you, you're more popular than us.
All right. Anyway, so make sure to follow me on Twitter or Facebook. That is the news, everybody. And that is the show as well. Thank you for tuning in. I have to go get ready to have margarita.
I'll meet you there, Ray.
I thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back
I need
tomorrow.
To go grab the breast at me. Girlfriend was flashing at me for the past half an hour.
We will be back tomorrow at 4:30. Let's see if Gorilla makes it.
Probably not. Right?
We'll see but Gully and I will definitely be here, so tune in tomorrow. For sure tomorrow. Remember, this Saturday, my band, Two Ton Baby, we're playing at 49er. Thanks for listening. Spread the word. We're back. Spread the word. We are back. I'm recovered from illness, and there you go. All right? Thanks for listening. Say it, Gorilla.
It's Sosie Mogul for margaritas, Ray.
Say it, Gully.
Sosie Mogul.
Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody. You've been listening to Chubby Ray Live with Ray Lytle, Gully, Vanilla Gorilla, Love Song. Oh,
yeah.
DC and Ray's wife who wants to get drunk.